Hey, I'm glad we didn't miss each other. What's up?
Nothing much. You're still in the office?
Yes, sir.
Damn. How affected was your office by the hurricane?
Like outside, nothing. Like damage or crazy stuff, or you can say like trees falling down. No, nothing at all. The actual business, I mean, it was 2 days off. I mean, that's a lot of damage, if you ask me.
Yeah, for the business, totally. I would just looked you guys up on a map, but wanted to see how close you guys were actually to the ocean,
Oh,
and
to
you're only a
that.
few blocks, yeah.
Well, I feel it. We kind of like ducked it. It's kind of funny. We missed it. Not that we missed it, but we got like the outside of it. Very, as to this weekend, I would say right now there's a lot more wind outside than when the hurricane was here. It's kind of weird,
That
but we
is
had,
weird.
yeah, it hit up more up north than Miami itself, and like I know the Keys areas was beautiful. I heard that the weather was amazing over there, so.
Had you ever like take I was looking at the map and I got a little carried away. Do you ever drive down that road all the way to Key West? Is
Yeah, of course.
that a
Of
crazy
course.
cool road?
That's funny that you do that because I do that for California all the time. Like, you guys are in San Diego, so I was like, hey, they're 40 minutes from Tijuana. Like, funny things like that, where you.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff too. I was just thinking about it. I was like, oh, I'm gonna look up on Google Maps where you guys are, and I'm like, oh shit, you're actually like in Miami, kinda. And like,
Wonderwell.
I saw that like
It's like a
road
small
that goes
city.
all the way down there, and I'm like, dang, I want to drive
Yeah.
that road.
Yeah, it's like a, it's a long, and it's a long road, and then there's like a 7 mile bridge, which is beautiful because basically the whole bridge, it's water on the sides of you.
That's
And then
crazy.
they created, they reconstructed the 7 mile bridge. So the old version of it's next to the new one that you actually drive on. So it's pretty cool because the old one, people stop and take pics, and then it's cut off because, of course, it's not no longer in use. So that's pretty cool
Yeah,
here.
I saw that. I saw the
Have you
two
been to
roads next to
Florida?
each other. You know, when I was like 12,
Oh, wow.
I went to Fort Lauderdale only though, and spent a few days there. That's about it though. Do want to like check out the Bahamas and stuff though eventually, and all those tropical areas down there.
Oh yeah, the Bahamas I know was really affected of Hurricane Matthew and Haiti and DR as
Yeah.
well, which you are aware of. But
Yeah.
the Bahamas, it's nice. I went once. I remember really because I was younger. I was about 10. The gallon of milk was like $8, and that's like my memory from the Bahamas. I was like, oh wow, a gallon of milk is really expensive here.
Jeez. I guess, yeah,
Yeah.
getting all the stuff out to those islands, it must be kind of tough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear
Granted,
everything was all right.
I did send you guys, I kind of sent mostly everyone who had their names assigned with any open opportunities so they can review them. I think I sent yours as well today. I don't know if you got that.
Yeah, I got the list of open approvals, it looks like. I haven't had a chance to like dive into everyone and get an update. I could probably do like a quick look, but I was hoping
Don't
to
worry.
have like one of our interns like do it, 'cause
Okay, don't worry. If you want, do it by the end of this week, whenever you can. I just want to let you know this month you guys have only funded 39,000. So I kind of want to know, is it something I should know about? Are you guys taking your deals elsewhere that I have to wait to get certain approvals? Because
Yeah, I guess the
is it
only
the
difference
month
that
itself, since the Jewish holidays had to play?
I think that there's a few factors in play here. I feel like the major glaring one right now is just the nature of the market and the fact that I feel as though our customers have really caught on to what this industry is. And because of that, there's just more competition, not for us, like we added forward financing, that's like some competition maybe for you, but then we're running into a lot more ISOs out there that are like saying things, to customers, and customer will pick up the phone and just go like, oh, hello, we're Bank of Cardiff. They'll just say, what's your rate? First thing they say. So they're just more weary, I feel like, whereas in the past they were more willing to and open to the idea of these loans. Now they've wised up a little bit, I guess you could say, something like that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's the right word to use. So, I kind of also thought that maybe the elections probably had something to do with it, that most people are kind of, like, waiting out.
Yeah, you know, it was weird. I was really hedging my bets that we would have a great Q4, but our record, we had a record month in June, like, and, you know, like, last year when I started in June, and then we were having great months in, like, December and September, but our September didn't turn out too great. Yeah, August was slow for us last year. Though we hit good numbers, and August was just okay this year. It wasn't anything to write home about, really. Really, our standout month was June. That was like a record in renewals, a record in new originations, total number of deals funded. And we're just trying. I'm just trying to beat that again. But like I said, there are several things happening. I think, yeah, maybe it could be the elections, increased competition. And right. I think the customer wising up, really, it's just like our product, the working capital product, has really matured, you know, because it's new. And now I feel like it's leveling out in terms of its growth. It's really starting to plateau, which makes it more challenging for our companies to, you know, maintain business.
That sucks, Grant, because lately, I mean, I was thinking more it was because of the holidays and the elections, but I hadn't really gotten that from anyone yet where they feel like it. Like you mentioned, the merchants are wising up a bit to the industry itself. But that's kind of like a low blow for all of us if we think about it. Because, geez, you know, we need these merchants, all of us.
I know. And so that's why it's like time to start like shifting. For us over here, it's just like we're trying to get more aggressive because we need to. Because these merchants, you know, are getting offers from everyone else every single time. Somebody gets a working capital loan. People who buy those UCC databases are just hitting them up immediately saying, we can beat you. And so, like, it's just such a high prevalence of that now. It makes our jobs more challenging. We got to, like, add credibility. I mean, like, guys, like, no. Like, look at our Google reviews. Like, we've been doing this longer than most other companies, you know. But even still, it's aggressive out there.
Yeah, there's so many independent, not that I work with many, but I've noticed there's a lot of independent ISOs out there. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I don't know, I feel like they're probably, not that they're getting in anybody's head, but like you said, there's a lot of competition out there, like business-wise, I mean like business name-wise, and just even individual ISOs, because I get a lot of individuals like just wanting to sign up, like for example, you by yourself, if you wanted to sign up. So we're getting a lot of those, I've noticed. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, that's like kind of where the market's filling in. It's like we're a pretty large organization relative. You know, we got about 80 people who work here, and we do equipment as well. So, you know,
like
we've been
doing...
two
components, right? You mentioned to me you had like 40 people in San Diego. Then you guys, it's like you, Amy, and Anthony...
Yeah, and we handle all the working capital as well as any leasing. We do a lot of leasing for the construction industry, for the trucking industry, restaurants. You know, if they're buying new stoves and stuff, we also cater those products to them. So that's been not steady. Like, the working capital industry has totally cannibalized the crap out of equipment finance, because instead of getting a five-year plan, if you don't qualify, or even if you do, you can say, oh, well, I can get, you know, three times as much money through a working capital loan and pay it off in a year. Whether that's better for their bank accounts, who knows? I would, you know, argue probably not with a daily ACH, but, you know, it's an option that more and more customers are taking, and that's making equipment finance lose out. You know, I'd say like at least 10-15% of our loan, you know, reason for financing on working capitals is for additional equipment, you know? So, yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, so was the buzz of the office, like what's going to happen next, changes so rapidly.
right now you actually have, oh wow, Great Lakes got rejected, by the way. I was gonna they were previously funded with us, and I was chasing that actually all day, because for some reason it didn't make it through, but I know why now. It clearly explains here. They had a poor payment history with us. They were previously funded with us, and they didn't do well.
Yeah, well, can't win them all.
And so, Heights RV rental as well, just in case you're waiting for that, too.
Was there a DBA for that?
Yes, Heights RV.
And then is there a legal name, a different one?
Heights RV rental and service, if that makes it any difference.
You know, that's funny. Everyone over here has been asking, like, who's Heights RV? I don't think any of us remembers
submitting okay. it. How about, it says your name, but I'll tell you right now who sent it. I could tell you that.
I sent it.
You probably sent it? Oh, you're trying to see, like, who it belongs to in your company?
Oh, no, no. Like, I just don't recognize that name. Oh, I'm looking it up in my sent files, but my computer's running a little slow. Yeah.
2870 20.
Is Everest having a good month?
We're having a good month. Just the Jewish holidays, they did kind of affect us in a way, I would say, but not big wise, not too much. But I would just say like we're still funding the same, I would say daily, like how we usually have our goal, but they're not like bombarding our lines, I guess, because a few of them are off. But now they're all back. So, but today was pretty busy actually. But the first 2 days of this week, the 17th and the 18th, was kind of slow. I remember.
Yeah.
Heights.
Yeah. You know, I'm not finding anything on in RV when I search RV in my sent messages or Heights. It's odd. Is sure another ISO didn't submit that?
Play right now. That'd be funny.
That's happened at some of our other lenders every once in a while. They send us an approval. I'm like, this isn't our customer.
I know. Okay, let's see. Decline. It went to the credit email. And then, let me see this.
So much. Yeah, but before I get too sidetracked, the reason I called is because the one that we have contracts out on, only one.
Okay.
Just wondering how to participate in that.
The only one?
Yeah. Yeah, the only
what
one
do you
incorporated.
Mean by participate, like syndicate?
Yeah, we want to syndicate. I think there's a good chance we want to syndicate. I don't think it's going to, like, fun necessarily, like, first thing tomorrow morning. So I still need to sit down with, like, my boss and look through the deal. But, I mean, it's a 700 FICO, a quick second position. And, yeah, over 4.7 months, we feel as though that's pretty low risk and probably something we want to get in on. It's just been, like, months since we've put a participation since we've participated with Everest, and I remember the last time I think I did it, it was just a little bit challenging, or like it was just a little bit tough for me to communicate. So I just wanted to kind of get on the same page for syndication again, and like ask and see if you need us like wire money and like ahead of time, the timing, all
okay.
that sort of thing.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that to me. I'm going to sit down very quickly before management goes and let them know that you guys are considering it, although it's not yet confirmed, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty likely, but yeah.
Right, we'll work on it tomorrow. Is that enough time for you to let me know something?
Yeah, I can. But once we make the decision to participate, is it just as simple as wiring you cash and we're good?
Do you want us to still underwrite the deal in the meantime, though?
What do you mean by
landlord, like all the verification, we got to do the reports and everything. We could still move forward without you.
Oh, yeah, like try and clear out as many steps as possible.
Okay,
also,
great.
I think it was, I think somebody over here maybe asked if we could get a copy of the month to date, just because we like to see it as well before
yeah,
we make
a
decision.
I think Aziz, is that how you
Yeah, Aziz.
I think he asked for it earlier. I did reply to him, I believe, telling him that I would add that note. Once we get the bank verification completed for them to send it. So if they don't send it when it's completed, just remind the underwriter. They will send it to you, and if they don't, I'll send it to you. So.
And after a deal funds, do we still have 24 hours to participate, or do we need to transfer the syndicated funds to you prior to funding?
I believe it has to be before. I'm going to be honest with you, Grant. I haven't had anyone really syndicate since I've had this position. I haven't had anyone really participate. So I'm going to get the information for you and have it gathered for you tomorrow morning. Is that okay?
Yeah, that should work fine. It sounds like we got some time on this deal, so yeah. But yeah, I know we haven't wanted to syndicate in a while at Everest, so that's why I wanted to give you a call. Okay. Yeah, something's kind of new with Everest for us as well. Last time, I feel like, was months ago, well before you were our representative.
But certainly, I know it's a possibility. I'll go ahead and get anything we have to get arranged before funding, if that's the case, and then I'll let you know tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yep, works for me. Works well.
Anything else for tonight, or is that about it?
That was the main thing.
Okay. Well, I'll be here for another 15 minutes. If you need anything else, just give me a ring, okay? I have your ID, your caller ID, so I'll answer you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Vanessa. You have a good rest of your night. Get some rest.
Thank you. Bye.